Do women have the same rights as men within ISKCON? Firstly, from there is a spiritual perspective, there is a material perspective. And from the spiritual perspective, as souls, we are neither males nor females. Now, we are all parts of Krishna, and we all have the innate right and the innate nature to love and serve Krishna. And that principle is very much stressed by Srila Prabhupada in his teachings, and the whole bhakti tradition is that we go beyond everything material so that we can focus on the spiritual. So in the spiritual sense, everybody has equal opportunity to practice bhakti in terms of the philosophy. Now, in terms of practice, men and women are different in terms of their dispositions, in terms of their natures, in terms of their rational emotional balance. And this is not a matter of any discrimination. It's just a matter of naturally the way they are made. They all have different roles. And traditionally, men had certain roles, women had certain roles. And Srila Prabhupada was, in one sense, quite conservative, and in another sense, he was extremely accommodating. So in his books, Srila Prabhupada does talk about traditional gender roles quite significantly. Consistently talks about it. But in his dealings, he focuses a lot on the principle of engaging everyone in bhakti. So for example, when Srila Prabhupada went to America, he found that the women there would practically do everything that the men would. And that was just the way they were. So Prabhupada engaged them in services, whatever was suited for them. So in 1968, when Srila Prabhupada went back from India to America after his recovery, he had a big globe in front of him. And his early disciples were there. So he told all of them, so all of you, pick up one country. Go to the country and deliver that country. So Jadurani Mataji was there. She asked, Prabhupada, what about us girls? Prabhupada says, we are not boys and girls. We are souls. You also take one country. So you also take one country. So Prabhupada, in that sense, never discouraged anyone in the practice of bhakti. So broadly speaking, if you look at Prabhupada's, the tenor of his instructions. Now those women who were brought up in a westernized atmosphere, where they were doing not necessarily a traditional role, effectively, they're doing various activities. He encouraged them to do those activities and continue the practice of bhakti. And women who had been brought up in a traditional environment and they were happy doing the traditional roles, he encouraged them to do that. The principle is, we don't have to make bhakti more difficult than it needs to be. So for a woman who is brought up in a modern environment where she has been doing a lot of activities, for her to be expected to stick to the role of a traditional housewife, that may be very difficult. Now it's not that the traditional housewife's role is in any way lower, that's also very important. But if a woman is comfortable doing the traditional housewife's role, there is no need for her to think that I have to do all the other things which, say, some other woman might be doing for me to practice bhakti. So this is, even now, a matter of discussion and evolution in our movement. What exactly the role of women should be. But broadly speaking, we need to keep ourselves inspired and engaged in bhakti. So whatever facility, whatever environment, the important thing is that social roles, social standards, all these are meant to facilitate us in our spiritual life. So whatever is favorable, we accept that. So if the traditional gender role structure is favorable for our practice of bhakti, we do that. If that is not favorable, then whatever way we can engage ourselves in bhakti, we should do that. So there are devotees with different orientations in our movement, and based on their emphasis, some of them may be of the idea that everybody should just stick to the traditional roles. And there may be some devotees who may be attracted to that kind of presentation of bhakti. Others may be more accommodating, and they say, just engage yourself in bhakti whatever way we can. So we can find out what is it that inspires us in the practice of bhakti and engage ourselves in bhakti accordingly. So in bhakti there is sambandha, there is abhideya, and there is prayojan. Sambandha is the philosophical knowledge of who we are and what our relationship with Krishna is. Abhideya is the process of bhakti. The process of bhakti essentially means how we practice devotional service, how we fix our mind on Krishna. And Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion that Rupa Goswami says that sadhaka should always fix the mind on Krishna. And Prabhupada explains in the Nodi lectures that it is the acharya's responsibility to create means and facilities by which the sadhaka can fix the mind on Krishna. So that means that the acharya, according to the expertise, according to the realization, according to the expertise, will adjust the abhideya accordingly. So the process of fixing the mind on Krishna in its details, in its specifics, will vary according to time and circumstances. So rather than worrying about a huge institution of ISKCON and how things are within ISKCON, we can focus on that which is anukul for our bhakti and practice bhakti accordingly. Find out how we can best engage ourselves in Sir Krishna's service, how we can fix our mind in Krishna, and accordingly practice bhakti. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Shikshashtra, you want to add something?